Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the earnings conference call of APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devrishi Singh of CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited Q4 and FY 2024 earnings conference call. We have with us Ms. Priya Paul, Chairperson, Mr. Vijay Diwan, Managing Director, and Mr. Atul Khosla, SVP Finance and CFO of the company. We will begin the call with opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now invite Ms. Priya Paul to make her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Devrishi. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management team at APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited, ASPHL, I would like to welcome you all to our earnings conference call. I'm pleased to share that we have concluded the financial year 2024 on a positive note, driven by our enhanced operational performance and strategic accomplishments. In FY 2024, our company achieved a 10.4% year-on-year growth in ARR and an industry-leading 92% occupancy, consistent with our past performance. This has contributed to a noteworthy 11% growth in RevPAR. The past fiscal year has had many significant milestones for ASPHL, particularly with our successful execution of our IPO, which was oversubscribed over 60 times. The proceeds from the IPO were utilized to fully repay our loans, resulting in the company becoming net cash positive. This solid financial foundation positions us well for future growth opportunities, which we are actively and consistently looking at. Our expansion efforts this year have been noteworthy, with the inauguration of several hotels, adding 374 keys to our inventory. Furthermore, our iconic F&B brand, Fleury's, has witnessed substantial growth with the opening of multiple new outlets, particularly in Mumbai, and strengthening our presence nationally. Looking ahead, we are making considerable progress in developing and expanding our existing land banks in strategic locations. Design and development work has commenced on all the projects. These projects, carefully designed in collaboration with top architects, reflecting global standards of design, our commitment to excellence, and leadership through differentiation. Over the next 5 years, we aim to double our inventory to 4,780 keys with a plan to open around 56 hotels. A significant portion of this growth will be driven by the asset-light model with an increase of over 1,500 keys in this segment. I want to emphasize ASPHL's and my commitment to leadership through differentiation, a principle that has played a crucial role in guiding our success, promoting innovation, and distinguish us within the industry. We are well positioned to leverage our rich legacy of 6 decades, our exceptional brands, our innovative hospitality services, and diverse F&B offerings. We believe that these trends, combined with the groundwork laid in FY24, and the positive macroeconomic trends will drive sustainable growth for the company and all our stakeholders. With this, I would like to hand over to Vijay Diwan, our Managing Director, who will take you through the detailed operational and financial highlights of Q4 and FY24. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Paul, and a very good evening to everyone. A very warm welcome once again to our earnings conference call. 2024 has been a remarkable year for us, driven by our enhanced operational performance and strategic accomplishments. Leadership in occupancy remains our biggest strength. We have India's leading occupancy rate at 92%, we have achieved record-breaking occupancy of 100% during this year at the Park Calcutta, 96% at the Park Navi Mumbai, and 95% at the Park New Delhi. We maintain our leadership in RevPAR in the upper upscale segment. Q4 has been the best ever. The consolidated total income stood at 156 crores compared to 144 crores for Q4 FY23, registering an 8% increase. In Q4, room revenue achieved was 82 crores at 52%, with the best ever ARR of 7463. F&B revenue stood at 61 crores at close to 40% of the top line. EBITDA for quarter four stood at 54 crores, a remarkable 23% increase over last year. The EBITDA margin increased from 31% to 34%. Net profit stood at 18 crores, reflecting a 73% increase from 11 crores in Q4 of FY23. During the quarter, which has gone by, 97 new keys were added under two zone brands, including a 65-room zone by the Park Diga, which has a 100-pax convention center. F&B continues to be our biggest strength, and five new outlets of Flurries were opened in Q4, taking the total number of Flurries outlets to 77. Full-year performance for us has also been truly phenomenal, with a total income of 592 crores compared to 524 crores in FY23, an increase of 13% over last year. EBITDA for the first time crossed 200 crores and stood at 205 crores, registering a 16% Y&Y growth with an EBITDA margin of 35%. Various measures such as optimizing procurement costs, leveraging technology for effective workforce management, and enhancing energy efficiency have played an important role in reducing expenses and improving our margin performance. Our F&B segment alone contributed 42% of our total revenues in FY24, underlining its importance as a key component of our overall growth strategy. In terms of divisional performance, Flurries business grew by 25% during FY23-24, from 38 crores to 48 crores. Flurries maintained its industry-leading margin at 18%. During the fiscal year, the company has said... during this fiscal year, the company has significantly strengthened its balance sheet. And as you are already aware, the proceeds of our successful IPO has enabled us to repay our loans and become a net cash positive company. Our prudent capital allocation and successful IPO has provided for ample headroom for future growth. In FY24, ASPHL has expanded its portfolio by adding 372 keys across 9 hotels under the Zone brand. Today, as a group, we are operating 33 hotels, totaling to 2,395 keys. Going forward, we plan to add 23 hotels, totaling to 2,385 keys over the next 5 years, taking the total number of hotels to 56, with keys of 4,080 keys, which is double from the existing level. This year, we plan to add 273 keys across 6 hotels. We plan to open the Chettinad Palace in July-August this year and the Ranbaz Palace by the Park at Patiala by September-October this year. These two palace hotels will add to our ARR and revenue and EBITDA growth in this year. During this year, we plan to renovate 38 rooms in New Delhi, 14 rooms in Vizag, 30 rooms in Chennai. Additionally, we plan to upgrade close to 50 rooms in Calcutta, Navi Mumbai, and Bangalore. This will push our revenue up further during this year on account of blended ARRs. New development is now our key focus area. And as you are aware, we have 15 lakh square feet of FSI embedded in our 3 land banks and existing hotels. Development work will start on 10 lakh square feet of this FSI during the course of this year in three of our hotels. Construction work for the Park Pune 200 rooms new hotel will begin in September this year. For the Park Vizag 100 room extension, construction work will begin in February-March next year. In January-February 25, we plan to launch our mega project at Calcutta EM Bypass, which will entail 250 rooms and 100 apartments. Architect for this project has been appointed, and they are Gensler from Singapore. Work on permissions has already begun, and many of these permissions are already in process. The sale of apartments should add roughly about 100 crores to our cash flows every year for the next 3 years. The hotel is expected to be launched in 2029, and before that, the apartments will be completed by 2028. In the F&B space, Flurries presently has 82 outlets as on date, and I am pleased to report that we have opened 2 new outlets at Bhubaneswar Airport, 3 new outlets in Mumbai this year, 2 at Mumbai T2 Airport and 1 at ORB Sahar. Flurries will soon open at the Gateway of India and at the Colaba Causeway in June this year. We plan to reach 100 outlets of Flurries by September this year and reach a target of 120 to 125 outlets by the end of the financial year. The expansion of Flurries this year takes us to new cities of Hyderabad, New Delhi and Vizag. Flurries plans to add every year 40 to 50 outlets over the next 5 years. We foresee a persistent demand-supply imbalance in the industry, especially in the key growth markets, which positions us favorably for anticipated double-digit growth. We are today in the starting phase of the hospitality super cycle and expect the cycle to last for over a decade, if not more. Our cash accruals arising out of operations and sale proceeds of apartments will keep us net cash positive throughout the development cycle, and this is a significant part of our strategy. The company remains committed to maintaining strong financial discipline and corporate governance. Moving forward, my team at ASPHL remains dedicated to superior performance, growth, governance, and green. Thank you.
Should we begin with the question and answer session, sir?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Pradyumna Chaudhary from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So all my questions are actually related to the RevPAR number. First one being, for us, the RevPAR growth at 7% seems to be near the lower end compared to our listed peers, right? So, what really explains this? Are we finding it hard in some cities? And what can we really do to change it? And a related one is, for example, we've seen negative or flat RevPAR growth in markets like Bangalore and Hyderabad also. Today itself, another peer and its call pointed out to these very markets where they spoke about RevPAR growth being amongst the best in the country. So why is there this difference? And lastly, on the outlook for FY25, maybe you can start with RevPAR revenue and a bit outlook for FY25.
So as far as we are concerned, as you know, that we are market leaders in occupancy. We have achieved 92% occupancy, which is India's best. Our ARR growth on a YTD basis has been 11%. Yeah. And I don't know from where you have picked up the number, but our RevPAR growth is also 11% as far as the overall performance is concerned. So RevPAR, the way the demand-supply situation is at the moment in the country, the demand is increasing by 10.5% in the.
Sorry to intervene. I was talking about Q4 FY24 numbers mentioned on slide number 5. The RevPAR growth is 6.7% after that.
No, but in terms we have to look at it in totality. So in totality, the number is 11%, and we are confident that these numbers in terms of growth will continue in the year ahead because of the mismatch in demand and supply. So the market which you mentioned about, that is the market of as we have as far as Navi Mumbai is concerned and as far as Bangalore is concerned, Bangalore, we are expecting that the ARR because there were additional supply coming in the central business district, so there was some pressure on the RevPAR, but this has fully stabilized. Bangalore, in fact, in the country has the highest inventory of 15,000 rooms. So there has been some sort of pressure in terms of the RevPAR, but going forward, it is looking stronger as corporate business has come back and as IT is coming back in a big way. And as the U.S. is also completely showing signs of recovery on the IT front, we also expect that the ARRs in Bangalore are going to significantly rise going forward. Now, in terms of your other question, in terms of how the growth is going to be in the following year, so in the following year, the growth trajectory for us is going to continue. It is going to be strong as it was in the previous 2 years. So this growth trajectory in terms of revenue as well as EBITDA growth is going to continue. Plus, we are adding starting quarter two, we are adding a hotel in two Palace hotels. That is the first one is the opening is the Chettinad Palace, followed by the Palace Hotel in Patiala. And these two Palace Hotels, being Palace Hotels, there's going to be significant improvement which is going to take place in the revenues as well as in the ARR. So this is going to further enhance our overall growth. On the F&B side, there are new restaurants which are opening in our hotels. Plus, we are adding significantly to our growth in Fleury's. Currently, we have 82 outlets, and we plan to add 40-45 outlets during the course of the year. So F&B will also continue to be our strength. And overall, the growth trajectory is going to continue.
Given Q4 was a bit slow in terms of RevPAR, are we seeing some sort of a moderation in demand, or are we because given FY24 in itself would be a very strong base, right? So that's where I was coming from for FY25 based on Q4 growth numbers. Are we expecting?
If you were to look at our overall performance in Q3, we had done a total performance of 163 crores, and we have delivered 156 crores in terms of Q4. And Q3 and Q4 for us are always the stronger quarters, and they are more or less the same. Now, in terms of how the outlook is looking, it is looking very strong because India's growth story, firstly, is strong. The domestic arrivals at domestic and international airports are rising significantly. Last year, India recorded its highest passenger arrivals of 15.3 crores on the domestic side. What is going to change this year is because the international travel, which was behind, because India had only 9.2 million international arrivals last year, and this was way below the pre-COVID level of 10.8 million passenger arrivals. But as economies are improving in Europe and also improving in the United States, international travel this year is expected to significantly cross the pre-COVID levels. This will definitely help in increasing and maintain the momentum, increasing ARRs as well as RevPARs going forward. So we expect that the business growth will continue, the ARR growth in the Indian hospitality sector is going to continue at the rate of 12 to 14%, and this will also reflect in our results.
All right, and last question was on Hyderabad side. Why has the RevPAR growth been weak there?
No, so Hyderabad growth is a hotel which is a 270-room hotel. So as a result of this, because of high occupancy, it creates a pressure on the ARR. But we expect that during the course of this year that there is increased business in the central business district and is expected to go up during the course of 24-25.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take our next question from the line of Adidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity. So first question is, you have outlined a number of growth initiatives, including refurbishment of the existing rooms, the Flurries expansion, and whatever new owned hotels which you'll be bringing to market for the next 4-5 years. Could you help us understand what would be the cumulative capex requirement over the next 4-5 years, and on an annual basis, how much would this capex be? That was the first question. Thank you.
So, Adidev, thank you for the question. As you know that we have achieved an EBITDA of 205 crores, and our objective would be to remain net cash positive. So as I mentioned, that 200 crores has been achieved, and the growth trajectory is going to be, will be maintained. So we will remain within the, as far as the projects is concerned, we will remain, in terms of our spend, we are going to remain within the cash flow which will be generated from the internal accruals. So this will be the strategy going forward to remain net cash positive, to maintain the growth trajectory, and to remain net cash positive going forward. So the money which will be generated will be used for development work. And as I also mentioned that our mega project at the Calcutta EM Bypass is going to be launched this year. We expect very high proceeds coming in from the sale of the apartments. Our share of those proceeds is going to be over the next 3 years, starting FY25-26, is going to be in the range of 100 crores per year. So we expect the cash flow to be further enhanced by 100 crores over the next 3 years, and this will also be used for various development projects in the company. Three projects, as I mentioned, are getting launched. The Pune Hotel, 200 rooms, which will be done at a cost of 200 crores, but that is also spread over 3 years. Then we have Vishakhapatnam, 100 rooms at 100 crores, and then EM Bypass, which is self-sufficient.
Okay. Yeah. So you just share a cumulative number across all these things just for a modeling perspective. That was my question for next 3-4 years. The total spend we expect on all these growth plans, of course.
Adhidev, can you please mute your line because there's background disturbance? Thank you. Sir, please go ahead.
Yeah, Adhidev, the cumulative number is for this 600 fees will be around 600 year. That's a standard cumulative numbers, 1 crore per year. And for out of which EM bypass, we will have a 300 crore inward cash flow also approximate. And in case of renovation capex, it will be about around 45 to 50 crore per annum. Plus the Furies will be about 100 to 120 crores capex over the period.
Okay. So that is helpful. And so just another second question is on the two palace hotels you are opening this year in Chennai and the other one. Could you just give us some guidance on for those markets, what are the sort of ARRs which it could command in what range in the first year of opening? Yeah, that is my question. Thank you.
So the ARR in Palace Hotels, as you know, is significantly higher than in other resort hotels. We are expecting the ARR to be in the range of 12 to 15,000 at Chettinad. And as far as the Patiala Hotel is concerned, in the range of 20 to 25,000. So this is in terms of the guidance.
Okay. And so just if I may, what would be the indicative EBITDA margin profile for such hotels? Means would it be significantly higher than what we are doing right now for the existing hotels? Just to understand the overall EBITDA trajectory.
Yeah, this year is going to be the first year of operation of these hotels. And the hotel in Patiala also has large banqueting facilities, both indoor and outdoor. But considering that this will be the first year of operation, we are expecting the ARR to be, the EBITDA to be in the range of 40% plus.
Okay, sir. Yeah, thank you. That's very good. That's all from my side.
And also going forward, we expect because that the EBITDA should in these hotels go to 50%.
Okay, 50% is the stability. Okay, sir. Fine, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Raghav Malik from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers, especially on the occupancy front. I just had my first question around occupancy itself. So if we say 92% is our occupancy, and I can see in the presentation that it says it's from weekday and weekend both. So any chance we could get like a split on what would the weekday occupancy sort of be like for us?
No, so different hotels will have a different range of occupancy depending upon where they are. But if you were to look at the hotel in Calcutta, it has recorded 100%. It has created a record in recording 100% occupancy for the year. A hotel in Navi Mumbai is 96%, so there is no way. It means that all throughout the day, all throughout the week, occupancies are high. Yes, there is a 3 to 4% variation. That is all I can say. And a hotel in Delhi also in the year which has gone by has recorded a 95% occupancy. So just 2 to 3%, 4% variation depending upon on the city of operation.
Okay, and just another bookkeeping question on maybe the F&B split between our Saris business and hotel business.
So the overall business split is like this. We are, if we were to take it at 100%, 8% of our business at the moment is from Flurries, and the 2 to 3% is coming out of the asset light model. Now, total business for us, just give me a minute. Is 400, just a second.
So, in terms of total business, we have...
So, total F&B business for us has been 250 crores, and 40 crores of this is actually coming from... 48 crores is coming out of Flurries, so you can take 50 crores coming out of Flurries, so...
It's 200. 200 crores. So it's about 34%. 34% of the total revenue without foodies.
Okay. Okay, understood. And my second question was just on the management fees front, in fact. So we're saying like our fees will approximately double in the next few years. I just wanted to understand, I know you mentioned that a majority would be asset heavy, in the capital heavy model, I mean. So is there any change we can expect in the management fees going ahead? Any asset light sort of activity that we're planning?
So as far as these rooms on the management side are going to significantly improve, so currently as the contribution from this is 2 to 3%, we expect this contribution to double over the next 5 years.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Pranav Shrimal from Pink Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a couple of questions. So one question would be that in our ARR calculation, we include the room rent and wine and F&B revenue, right?
No, no, no. ARR is just room revenue.
ARR is only room revenue?
Yes, only room revenue.
So F&B and wine is not included in the ARR calculation?
No, F&B is separate, room revenue is separate, and then we have other revenues which come in a hotel from spa, from laundry and various other facilities like car rentals and various other things. F&B revenue is absolutely separate, which is totally food and beverage revenue. And as you know that this F&B revenue is a significant portion of our business. Room revenue was, for last year, was at 49% of the total revenue. The F&B revenue was roughly about 42 to 43% of our total revenue, which is also among the leading in terms of the F&B contributions.
So among this F&B revenue, tourists is not included, right?
No, this 42% includes tourists. Without tourists, it was just 200 crores and 34%.
Could you repeat? Sorry, could you repeat? In this 42%, we don't include tourists, right?
Oh, no.
No, in 42%, tourists, 42-43%, tourists is included.
It is included?
Yes. Yeah. It is included. Actual number is 42.29.
Yeah. I think you might want to explain what RevPAR includes, because that has the total revenue. Just explain that, please.
No, RevPAR, of course, is revenue per available room. So.
Right.
Yeah, so our RevPAR has grown by 11% and ARRs have also grown by 11%. And the occupancy, industry leading, remains at 92%.
No, I agree. My simple doubt is, sir, if I want to calculate, for example, ARR and RevPAR of park.
Yes.
49%, approximately half revenue, half is from room revenue.
Correct.
Another 43-42% comes from F&B. Which does not include flurry, or does this amount include flurry?
So this in 42% includes flurry. That's why I said if you want to exclude flurry, then F&B revenue is of total revenue is 34%.
So we include flurry in our ARR and RevPAR calculations?
No, 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 no. ARR calculations do not include. So let me give you the overall picture.
Yeah.
We have done 592 crores. Out of the 592 crores, 291 crores is room revenue, 250 crores is F&B revenue, and 51 crores is other revenue. The 291 crores has an occupancy of 92%, ARR of 6,700, and obviously a RevPAR of roughly around 6,792. 6,724 is the ARR and 6,192 is the RevPAR.
Okay. So what is included in the 51 CR, that is the other income, that includes management fees? Approximately 11 CR and salaries.
No, it includes management fees, it includes the fees from other areas like spa and others, which is included in another 10 crores other than F&B and room revenue. There are other room revenues, so that is also included there, which could be various others. One is the spa, there is membership fees. So there are many other various heads. Then there are heads included in the rental income also is there. So like in Hyderabad would be some shopping market, so that income will also be there. So there are various heads in the income. But about 15 crore is the management fees.
Okay. And just one last question. Now, if I just want to know the exact income that only the hotel segment generates, hotel including F&B from the hotels, that is the hotel room, the other hotel services, and F&B only from the hotel, what would that amount be?
It hotel division is total hotel division revenue is 531 crore revenue, and the hotel division EBITDA is 188 crores. This includes all the hotel division, excluding management, total revenue of hotel division.
Okay,
so
total revenue of hotel division is 531.
Okay, let me explain once again by dividing it into three divisions. The hotel division out of 592 has given revenues of 531 crores. Flurries has given a revenue of 48 crores. And the asset-light model, which is the management hotel division, has given revenues of 12.37 crores. So totaling to 592 crores.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Agarwal from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned that you will be launching about 228 rooms. You mentioned that 273 keys. In the presentation, it's mentioned 228 keys. So what exactly is it?
No, so it is 228 keys are going to be launched in this particular year. There are 37 keys in Patiala, 15 keys are going to open in the Chettinad Palace. We are opening on the asset-light side, zoned by the park, Muzaffarpur, 50 rooms. Zoned by the park, Darjeeling, 50 rooms. Zone Connect, Dehradun, 54 rooms. And Zone Connect, Jim Corbett, 22 rooms. Totaling to 228 keys over these six hotels. Under the overall development plans, we plan over 5 years, 23 hotels with 1,385 keys.
Right. So in FY25, basically 52 rooms are getting added under the asset heavy, the owned and leased model, and the remaining
keys
they're getting added under the managed hotels.
Right.
Okay. And what about FY26? Any roadmap? Can you provide any roadmap for
FY26? FY26, yes. So as we mentioned that this trajectory is going to continue as far as the FY26 number is concerned. So we plan to add similar numbers on the asset light side of the model. In fact, the number of keys are going to be much larger. We plan to add, we hope to add about 383 keys on the asset light side of the model next year.
FY26 includes
about 43 keys in Calcutta, an additional hotel in Indore, 118 keys, Lucknow, 100 keys, Alibag 50 keys, and Patna 42 keys.
All right, and under the owned and leased model?
No, there are various discussions which are going on as far as the lease models are concerned. But as and when the deals are going to get concluded, we will let you know.
Okay, great. And so you mentioned that ARR growth of 12 to 14% in FY25, which is in line with industry, for Park Hotels as well, right?
I'm saying that there is going to be, this is what the industry trend and all the reports are showing, whether they are from ICRA or from any other hotel source, the expected increase in hospitality business is going to be in the range of 12 to 14%, and we expect our growth trajectory to continue and actually get further enhanced. We have done 11% ARR growth, and we are sitting at very high occupancy, which is in the upper upscale segment, and this is the fastest growing segment. So we expect to outperform in terms of ARR in the year ahead.
Okay, you expect to outperform the industry, you mean, in terms of the ARR?
No, I am saying that we are going to outperform our, in terms of performance, in terms of ARR growth, we are going to do exceedingly well.
All right. So,
it will be in line with the industry or better.
Okay. So will you be like compromising on the occupancy, since we've already, we have industry leading occupancy, so we can easily compromise on the occupancy and increase the ARR, right?
If you compromise our biggest strength, we have to stick to our strengths. That will remain our biggest strategy, because high occupancy and good ARR gives us good RevPAR, and RevPAR, of course, is the true indicator of a hotel's performance. We expect that going forward, once the stable government is formed, we expect the occupancy to further increase for our hotel, and ARR to be in line with industry, leading to higher RevPARs in the year ahead.
All right, great. And
I request you to join back the queue, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we request you to restrict to 2 questions at a time, please. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take a next question from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Can you just share some thoughts on Chetty Nag Palace and Patiala Palace? How much time is needed to reach 2 targets, that is occupancy level beyond 85-90 and F&B contributing 50% of the revenue?
No, these hotels are going to be operating, firstly, in a very different segment. They are not going to be operating in the business segment. These hotels are going to be high ARR, and high because of high ARRs, there is going to be the RevPAR increase is going to be because of the ARR. Expected occupancy in these hotels is going to be in the range of about 60% or so on a YTD basis. But because the room inventory is less, and because we expect the overall occupancy for our hotel company to go up, we should be able to maintain the occupancy level at the group level of 92%.
So if with these 2 hotels, you are saying that it's likely to be 60% occupancy?
These 2 hotels being high ARR and being seasonal in nature, but ARRs, as we mentioned, are going to be significantly higher. See, our ARR currently is in the range of a little short of 7,500. But these hotels, like the one in Chettinad, will be closer to 15,000 as we stabilize. And in Patiala, it will be stabilizing around 25,000. So they are going to be very, very high ARR hotels. And they will obviously contribute greater to the EBITDA margin. And in a stabilized year, these hotels are going to add 50% to the EBITDA margins, starting with 40% now.
And they can achieve this in FY27 comfortably.
I expect that next year will be a stable year. This is the launch year, but next year will be the stable year for these hotels. It could happen earlier as well, because in none of our hotels there has been ever any underperformance. And this year we have also, and it's just short of the start of this financial year, we have also launched Zone by the Park at Diga with a 100,000 pax convention center. And this hotel will also add to our revenue and EBITDA margins.
And the second question is regarding F&B. Are you with the whatever 3 years, 5 years view which you are sharing right now for room addition? Will you continue to hold those 45% to 50% F&B revenue for ongoing business?
No, if you were to look at the trend of park hotels over the last 5 years, the previous trend, in fact, we have always had very high. F&B is our biggest strength, and it will continue to be our strength. And there is a very strong F&B, the food service, the food F&B on the retail side of F&B. There is a very significant plan. So the plan is, of course, to add roughly 40 to 50 outlets of Flurries on an annual basis, and Flurries will significantly contribute to the growth of F&B.
And I was referring to hotels F&B.
F&B is strong and will continue to be strong. Don't forget that we are going to be adding more F&B through Patiala, in particular where there are large, there's going to be large weddings and banqueting which will take place. So that will also significantly add. We also are running a separate beverage business outlet in Mumbai at the Geo World Mall, which is the Sunplace Hills. This also we plan to roll out into other cities in the coming years.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhishek Khanna from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I just wanted to understand what explains the impressive 90% occupancy at your hotels, including 100% at some assets when the industry is sitting at sub 70 and even some of the peers which are in the business hotel segment sitting in that 70 to 80% range. Could you give the share of room nights sold to various customers, whether that's retail, corporate or airline queue? And have we tied up any hotel keys in a long-term corporate contract? That's the first question. I'll just ask the second one also. How do our ARRs compare to competition which are in a similar category, let's say a 3-star versus 3-star or a 4 versus 4? Are we in line with the peers in the same micro markets, or are we at a premium or at a slight discount? In fact, I just wanted to understand the reason for this impressive occupancy number that you've been showing for the last 2 years.
No, firstly, occupancy has not been high for park hotels in just the last 2 years. In fact, we have been delivering India's leading occupancy for a decade now. And even during the COVID period, we have India's highest occupancy. In the first year of COVID, we had 67% occupancy. In the second year, we had 79% occupancy. So one of the reasons why occupancy is very high is that we are strategically located in the key growth markets of the country. We operate a very sophisticated revenue management system, and we have a very high percentage of repeat customers. It is in the range, depending upon the hotel, it is in the range of 25% to 30%. And lastly, we run our hotels to be very business-like during the day and very energetic and pulsating during the night, because we provide entertainment in our hotels through our nightclubs and bars. So as a result of that, today's business traveler is not only traveling for business, it's combining business with leisure and entertainment. So there is a new segment of business which has emerged, which is the leisure segment. And this segment constitute the new generation, that is the millennials as well as the Gen Z. And this is the fastest growing segment at the moment. The way our business mix is at the moment, we have 47% corporate business currently, which is in the year which has gone by. 35% is leisure business, and 7% is airlines, and about the balance 10% is standard FIT travel business. So corporate business is increasing. It was at roughly about 40% in the previous year. It's gone up to 47%. And within the corporate segment, this leisure business is significantly increasing and will continue to increase. We are among the only hotel company which offers entertainment in India and is very focused on this segment of business. So we continue to see high occupancy because of this season in the years to come. And we are operating in the upper upscale segment of business. So in this segment, we have market leadership as per the global STR report in occupancy, RevPAR, as well as in ARR. So we are market leaders in here.
Got it, sir. Just one last thing. Have you tied up any rooms for corporates?
No. The tie-up, we have, there is no such permanent rentals in terms of rooms are sold on a basis of on a day-to-day basis. There are no permanent rooms which are being sold, but yes, we have contracts with through the GDS. We have signed various RFPs. These RFPs with corporate companies are for this year is about 120 RFPs we have signed. So there are negotiated rates with 120 companies as far as the Park Group is concerned. And we run our own loyalty program, and in which we have, which is Park Preferred. We have about 130,000 members, and these preferred customers also contribute significantly to our business.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot. That is it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Prince Chaudhary from Pioneer Invest Corp. Please go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to know whether our revenue, see our revenue of 284 CR and F&B, room rent 284 CR, F&B is 242. Does this include our slurry, this revenue?
No, so as I explained, the total revenue from the room side is 291 crores. This is exclusively room revenue. F&B revenue is 250 crores, out of which roughly 50 crores is flurries and 200 crores is hotels. And 51 crores is other revenue, which includes spa, which includes rental, which also includes car hiring, and which also includes laundry and various other services which the hotel provides. So the breakup is 49% for rooms, 42.2% for F&B, and 8% for other income.
So when we calculate ARR, what things does it include?
When we calculate ARR, what we do is the room revenue gets divided. The room revenue is included, and it gets divided by the total of number of rooms. So that's how we do it. The total number of room nights and total room nights sold, we calculate every daily room revenue. It's only the room revenue which gets included. It's only room revenue.
So sir, number does not match with that. You have given you have given ARR as 669, and it does not match with that number.
To match, you will have to see how you are calculating the room nights. That's the thing.
Do you include management fees for calculation of ARR?
No, management fees is not included. Management fees is part of other revenue.
F&B excluding Flurry, right?
F&B is also not included for room revenue. It's only room revenue. ARR is only room revenue. Room revenue divided by the room nights of the owned and leased properties. ARR of only owned and leased properties. If you want to understand calculation in detail, you can email or call us. We will explain you exactly.
So, very simply to explain, as far as the ARR is concerned, say you take the total room revenue and divide that by the total number of rooms sold, should arrive at the ARR. As far as the RevPAR is concerned, you take again the total revenue and divide that by the total number of rooms available for sale. Not the room sold. Total number of rooms available for sale gives you the RevPAR.
All right, Pritam.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Sagarika Chetty from Anand Rathi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Ma'am, your volume is very low.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you for the opportunity. Great, first of all, great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions. First of all, in terms of Flurries, what kind of margins are you aiming for? And what is the capex plan for Flurries on a per year basis?
Yeah, Flurries are margin between the this year we have done 18%. We are just aiming in the range of around about 20%, which is the industry leading margin. In terms of current year capex is around between the range of 35 to 40 crore for Flurries, and overall it's over a period of 5 years, it's a range of 100 to 120 crores. So that is the range. Current year is slightly because we are also opening commissaries. So that's where the range of this.
Okay, understood. And in terms of the customer bifurcation, can you give us some light on the number of the percentage of domestic versus international customer segmentation?
So this is at the moment 89% at the moment for the year which has gone by. It's 89% domestic and 11% foreign.
Okay. Thank you so much.
We'll take a last question from the line of Sunny, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, so am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just want to know, since the occupancy is around 92%, the for the existing hotels, the revenue growth going forward would be only through ARS?
So the existing hotels, the growth is going to be, there is always room for improvement in occupancy. There is no reason, as we have displayed, that our occupancy is 100% in Calcutta, 96% in Navi Mumbai, and 95% in New Delhi. So there is no reason that in our other hotels also, we are focused to further increase occupancy in our other hotels. So there is no reason why occupancy will not go further. We are confident that it will. And then, of course, the growth is going to come from ARR, which the industry expectation is 12 to 14%. And this growth trajectory, which was 11% last year, there is no reason that we will not maintain that growth trajectory, and there's no reason why we will not surpass it. Secondly, ARR growth is also going to be happening because of the new openings of the Palace Hotels. The Palace Hotels which are opening are going to drive our ARR. And also the leased hotels are also there to support growth on the overall front in terms of revenues.
Correct, correct. And sir, where are we showing the banquet revenue? Is it entirely in F&B?
Yes, banquet revenue is entirely in F&B.
Including the rent, rental of the hall and all?
No, rental goes to other income. The F&B otherwise does not at the moment include, just the pure F&B revenue.
Okay, and when we are calculating the ARR, it is only for the owned and leased property, not the managed hotels, I guess?
Only
no,
owned and
yes,
leased.
Only this is calculated. The for the owned and leased properties, the management division income is separate. Which is 12.7 crores. Yeah, sorry.
Oh. It goes to occupancy as well. It's only for owned and leased. The 92% of yeah.
Yes, absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
So from our side, we are absolutely committed to sustained growth. We are absolutely committed to superior corporate governance, and we are committed to sustainability and being green going forward. And this superior performance will continue in the years to come.
Thank you. On behalf of APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.